Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, Success is Your Fault. Tom, Larry Wingood is one of my favorite speakers. What are your thoughts about his presentation this month?
Bill, Larry's on the top of my list as well. As a matter of fact, I just checked, and Larry has been the featured speaker for the Prophet University audio series 9 times. That's right, 9 times over the past 20 years. Remember you were near a kid, and you knew you'd made a really serious mistake? It was only a matter of time before your dad sat you down to explain where you'd messed up and how you needed to handle the situation next time. Well, Larry's like that. There's no fluff when it comes to Larry. He tells you the truth, even if you don't want to hear it. The good news is that you'll be laughing so hard that when he slaps you in the face, you won't even know what happened.
You are so right, Tom. Larry not only has great content, but he's very entertaining as well. You know, he talks a lot about personal responsibility when it comes to your life and your business. Larry mentioned in the presentation that the average 50-year-old has less than $2,500 in savings. You heard me right. Well, guess what? It's time for straightforward talk from your dad, or in this case, Larry Wingood. Larry is so well known, it's almost pointless to give his background. He's known as the pit bull of personal development. He has spoken to over 400 of the Fortune 500 companies. Need I say more? You are going to love this presentation. And now, with Success is Your Fault, here is Larry Wingood with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Let's get started with a couple of questions, and I need an enthusiastic response to each one of my questions. You at home, answer these too. First question, how many of you are ready to be more successful in the future than you have ever been in the past? Raise your hand and say, you bet.
Yeah.
Oh, you did good. How many are ready to make more money in the future than you ever did in the past? Raise your hand and say, you bet.
Yeah.
All right, how many also want to have a good time in the few minutes we're going to spend together? Say, you bet.
Yeah.
How many want to walk out those doors better looking than when you first walked in? Say, you bet.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't answer that last one. You probably should have, too. Now, first of all, normally when I tell folks that we're gonna have a good time, they think I'm gonna do a lot of jokes. Y'all need to get this straight today. I don't do any jokes. I used to do a lot of jokes. I used to do a lot of bald jokes. Then I looked in the mirror one day, decided anything funny about that. Hey, being bald is tough. First of all, it's tough on your love life. I mean, you think about it. If all the hair fell out of your dog, would you want to pet it? Hey, let me ask y'all one more question, and this one is really important. How many of you are 100% satisfied with your life? I mean every single area of your life. You like how much money you have. You're satisfied with your relationships. You're satisfied 100% with your career and your job. You're satisfied with your level of health, your weight, every single area of your life. How many of you are 100%? Not a hand in the crowd. How about you guys at home? Are you 100% satisfied? Well, let me tell you right now, we already have a problem. Because y'all are lying to me. Just got ugly in a hurry, didn't it? You are 100% satisfied with your life. You are. Otherwise, it'd be different. That's how it is, folks. You like your life just the way it is right this minute. If you're broke, you're broke because you want to be. If you're fat, you're fat because you want to be fat. If you don't have good relationships with your spouse, your family, your kids, your boss, your friends, your coworkers, it's because that's how you want it to be. If you didn't want it to be that way, it'd be another way. Isn't that right? That's how it is. That's why success is your fault. You did this. You created the life you're living. And if you don't like the life you're living, I suggest you do something about it. That's really as simple as it gets. I believe everything in your life is 100% your fault. Good? Your fault. You get to take the credit. Bad? Your fault. You did it. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, your decisions created the life you're living today. Everybody with me? Say you bet.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people don't like that. I hear it all the time. They go, but Larry, you don't understand. And you don't know what I'm going through. I get hundreds of emails every single day. About half the people love what I have to say. About half the people hate what I have to say. Because they're full of that. You don't understand. You're right, I don't understand. And I don't know what any of you all are going through. And I don't care. No, I'm really serious. I don't care. And here's why. I'll guarantee you I can find somebody going through a whole lot more than any of you are going through. And they still figured out a way to be successful. Isn't that right? Say you bet.
Yeah.
So shut up and deal with it. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear it, folks. They really don't. I have a basic philosophy on how to deal with just about anything. It was the title of my first bestseller. And I'm going to show it to you in just a second. In fact, this is the philosophy for dealing with anything in the whole world. This will work for some of you. Some of you are going to love to hear this. Some of you are going to love to say this, I promise. This is my philosophy for dealing with all of it. Shut up. Stop whining and get a life. That's pretty good, isn't it? I'm amazed. People don't like to hear me say that. They hate that little speech. But that's how it is. I told you it was my first bestseller, Shut Up, Stop Whining, Get a Life. You know, for a lot of years, I wasn't going to write this book. I decided the title was so good, didn't really need this whole book. I mean, really, come on, once you said it, you just pretty much said it, right? So before I actually wrote this book, I always had these T-shirts. And a lot of times when I work, I'm a typical kind of speaker. I travel around the country doing these for all kinds of groups, and people come to the back of the room because I got books and DVDs and shirts and all that sort of stuff. And they come back where everything is. And they always stop in front of the T-shirt. And they look at the shirt and then they look at me and they say, I know somebody who needs that shirt. How many of y'all right now know somebody who needs that shirt? You know, I get so sick and tired of hearing that because it's always somebody else who needs the shirt. So I did a new run of them, and we printed it upside down so you can just look down and read it yourself. See, I think we all ought to be told every once in a while, shut up and stop whining. Isn't that right? Say you bet.
You bet.
But people love to whine. Isn't that right? People absolutely love to whine. I did one of these not long ago. A guy caught me outside the room, came running up to me. Said, Larry, I was watching you up there, and I'm just betting you're doing all right. I'm not doing so good. But you really don't understand. I mean, you don't get it. You don't have to work those people I got to work with. And I mean, my boss is an idiot. And you're not going home to my wife. You're not putting up with my kids. And then he said, and he got his finger involved, and I got to tell you, that always bothers me. He said, you haven't been where I've been, Larry, and you're not going through what I'm going through right now. You just don't get it. My life sucks. I said, well, let me help you with this. It's because you suck. Really, if your life sucks, it's because you suck. I didn't do it. Isn't that right? And see, I think that basic philosophy works in every single area of life and business. I believe if your life sucks, it's because you suck. I believe if your business sucks, it's because as a business person, sorry, you suck. If you're in sales, if your sales suck, it's because as a salesperson, you suck. If your employees suck, it's because as a manager, you suck. And if your customer service sucks, it's because you deliver sucky customer service. I mean, really, come on, is this stuff that hard? You created it. It's your fault, not mine. Don't blame anybody else. Besides that, I'm dealing with my own crap. I don't have time for yours. Isn't that how it is? Exactly. Take responsibility. That's what it comes down to. Really? And why are you writing that down? Where you been in your life? Suddenly that just hit you as a good idea. Man, I better get that one. I have never heard that before. Take responsibility. Hardest thing anybody ever does in their whole life is take responsibility. Isn't that right? People don't want to take responsibility. They never want to take responsibility. And yet that's where it always starts. Isn't that right? That's where it starts. People don't like that, though. I can assure you, people don't want to take responsibility for their lives. They'd rather do anything than take personal responsibility. I got two boys. They're grown men now. How many of y'all are parents? How many of you had parents? I don't get about all of you. I used to go in their room when they were little boys. And they'd be in the middle of a big fight, and I'd say, all right, now, who started this? What would they do? And I'd say, listen, I'm not very happy with your grades. Whose fault were the bad grades? Teacher. Obviously, it was the teacher who didn't do well on the test or didn't turn in the homework. And people used to come up to me all the time saying, now, Larry, don't you understand? That's how kids are. No, that's how we all are. We'd rather do anything in this world than take personal responsibility. And yet, that's where it always starts. You know, I started y'all off today with three questions. How many of you are ready to be more successful than you've ever been before? And every one of you said, you bet, I'm ready. How many are ready to make more money? You bet, Larry, I'm with you on that one. I'm ready. How many are ready to have more fun in your life? Have a good time? You bet, I'm ready. Okay, I believe you. You're ready. Remember when you were growing up, you heard this line, ready, willing, and able. Ready, willing, and able. I've spoken all over the world. I ask every group that I speak to those same set of questions. How many of you are ready? And everybody says, I'm ready. So everybody is ready for more success. Everybody. I never met anybody who wasn't ready for more success. How many people are able to be more successful? Everybody's able to be more successful. Everybody, I don't care what your situation, you could do a little more, couldn't you? You could do a little more. And if you do just a little more, you'll be more successful, isn't that right? So everybody's ready to be more successful. Everybody's able to be more successful. This is where it breaks down. Very few people are willing to be more successful. That's what it comes down to. Very few people are willing to do what it takes to be successful. You know, we hear all the time that life is full of the haves and the have-nots. Heard that before? Yes. Sure, the world is full of the haves and the have-nots. That's a lie. The world is full of the wills and the will-nots. Ooh, that's good. You're going to write that one down, aren't you? So which one are you? Are you a will or a will not? Let me tell you when people are willing to do whatever it takes. When it's just darn near too late. When it's too late to fix it, they step up. And then they're willing to do what it takes. You know what I'm talking about. See people like that every single day. When do people finally get willing to stop smoking? When they're diagnosed with cancer. Oh, then they're serious. Oh, yeah, I'll do whatever it takes now. Well, guess what, dummy? It's too late. You have cancer. Why weren't you willing to stop 20 years ago, right? When are people willing to do whatever it takes to save their marriage? and their marriage is falling apart, right? When are people willing to start eating right and lose weight? When they have a heart attack. Why is it that we have to get to the place that we've just about lost it all, and there's no way to fix it? We're desperate to change. I get letters from people every day who are desperate to change. They tell me of their desperation. Larry, I'll do anything. That's not true. People are not willing to do whatever it takes. They just say they are. We all talk a really good game. Isn't that right? We talk about success like we want it. And we don't. We want what we got. Otherwise, we'd have something different. Isn't that right? We want what we have, otherwise we would have something different. And the reason we don't have something different is we don't want another life, a better life. We don't want more. We don't want to be more, have more, get more, do more. We don't want it badly enough. You got to want it enough. Enough to do whatever it takes in order to get what you want. Are you willing to do whatever it takes in order to get what you want? Are you? Okay, let me tell you what, I don't want to hear you say it. No, I really don't. I hear empty words every single day. Don't you? You know, nothing makes me more irritated than for somebody to tell me how they want their life to change. And then they still sleep late tomorrow, barely get out of bed, make it to work almost late, give it a real half effort all day long, complain about everything they've been asked to do. Isn't that right? Yes. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't tell me what you want. I don't care. Again, seriously, I don't care. Don't even tell yourself what you want. Don't tell anybody what you want. Stop talking. Shut up. Instead, get up and do something. Actions change things. Nothing else, by the way. Actions change things. Wishful thinking is not a strategy for success. Hope is not a strategy for success. Work. Work. You prove to me that you mean it when you change your actions. You prove to yourself that you mean it when you change your actions. So don't tell me, don't tell yourself that you mean it until you're willing to do something different. Now, what should I do different? Anything. No, I'm serious. Anything. Anything different will cause a change in your life. Switch sides of the bed. No, seriously. Well, Larry, will that help? I don't know. Can't hurt. Really, what you're doing so far isn't working. Brush your teeth with the other hand. Do whatever. I don't care what you have to do. Sleep on the wrong side of the bed. Maybe that'll make you so uncomfortable, you'll get up a little earlier. You'll start working on yourself a little earlier. Do something. Do anything. Again, it doesn't matter what you do. It matters that you do. Isn't that right? Go to work, people. That's what it comes down to. Just go to work. But Larry, oh, shut up. Really, just shut up. We talk ourselves into and out of more stuff by trying to overthink our lives. Well, I don't know, is this a good idea or not? I don't know, start it. If it's a bad idea, you'll find out quicker. Just do something. That's really all it comes down to. Take action on your life. Make sense to you? Yes. All right. Let me get a glass of water here. And that philosophy works in every single area of your life. I'm a money guy right now. It's amazing to me that I get referred to as a money guy. I'm amazed when I turn on the television and it says, one of the world's top money mentors, Larry Wingate. How could I be one of the top money mentors in the world when I have been broke almost all my life? No, seriously. My folks didn't have very much when I was growing up. Worked real hard, good people, had jobs, just went to work every single day like most folks do. But we just didn't have very much. I wasn't dirt poor, but I was dusty. And I went to school one day, and in the eighth grade at Alice Robertson Junior High School in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I walked into class, and one of the kids turned around, and he looked at me, and he looked me up and down and said, "When get you so poor that you only got one pair of blue jeans?" And he was right. I only had one pair of blue jeans. And I was busted. They had a little rip right here on the pocket. And so it was obvious. Every single day, I only had one pair of jeans because they all can't be torn in the very same spot. I was caught. I was humiliated. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed in front of my friends. I was embarrassed in front of a lot of little girls. And at 13, you don't want to be embarrassed in front of a lot of little girls. And it just hurt my feelings. And I made a decision that quick. I was never going to be broke. By the way, that's the first principle for changing your life. Every single area of your life, make a decision. All good things start with a decision. Don't let things interrupt you. Good things rarely interrupt you, by the way. You have to make a decision to have good things happen in your life. Make a decision. You want your life to be different. Now, here's where people start to make the mistake, though, after they have made the decision. What they do is they start trying to figure out how they're going to change their lives. Don't get caught up in that. Please. Don't get caught up in how you're going to do it. When I made the decision at 13 years old, I had no idea how I was going to be successful. No idea at all. I didn't even know what rich looked like. I didn't have that as my role model. I didn't know how to do it. I had no idea what step I was going to take. Didn't matter. I knew why I had to do it. Why is always more important than how. You know, you can go on Google and type "how do I" and put anything in the world in there. And there'll be 100 websites pop up telling you exactly how to do anything you want to do. How's easy. Why is hard. I can give you how. I can give you how on just about anything. Lots of folks can tell you how. You have to come up with the why. It's your why that will keep you motivated through the how. People always talk to me, "Larry, how do I get rich?" And I've been on lots of television shows with people talking about how to get rich. You know, there's as many ways to get rich as there are rich people. Everybody did a little different. You can't do it the way I did it. I'm not going to do it the way you're going to do it. You have to do it your own way. There's as many ways to do anything as there are people doing it. It doesn't matter how you do it. What matters is, why is it important for you to do it? You see, we spend way too much time on the how. We don't spend near enough time on the why. Why was it important for me to get rich and turn my life around? I refused to experience that humiliation ever again in my life. I wasn't going to do it. I dealt with a woman on my television show when I had that big spender. And she was sitting there in the car and she was crying and she said, "I got to turn my life around. I got to." And I said, "Why is it important to do that?" And she said, "I have an 11-year-old daughter that I've been a horrible role model for. It's too late for me to fix me. I got to spend all my time and all my effort giving her a good role model so she'll be okay." You think this lady was willing to change? Why? She had a strong why. And it got hard for her. I stuck with them a long time. And it was difficult. But her why, her daughter, motivated her. I dealt with another guy. He had a foreclosure notice. He had an eviction notice on his front door. He was about to have his car repossessed. He was working about 9 hours a week. Not putting up much effort, that's for sure. His 4-year-old son was sitting across the room. I said, "Do you love your little boy?" He said, "Of course I love my little boy." I said, "I'm not buying it." Let me show you what you really love. And I reached over like this and pulled out his kitchen drawer and pulled out 3 cartons of cigarettes. I said, you smoke 2 packs a day. That's almost $10 a day. You're smoking $10 a day. You don't put $10 a day into your little boy's future. You're about to lose your car. You're about to lose your house. You don't have anything. Let me show you what's really important to you. Let me show you why you get up every single morning. Let me establish for you what your priorities really are. Your priorities are based in your wants and your needs, not the needs of your family. Because if you really love that little boy, you'd be putting the same money away to make sure he's taken care of. He got mad. He mostly got mad when I scraped his cigarettes off on the floor and stomped him with my lime green cowboy boot. But was I right? Was it fair? Yes, it was fair. Because his actions told me what were really important to him, what his true priorities are. Again, don't tell me what you want. Don't tell me what's important to you. I can always figure out what's important to you. I always know what's important. I could spend 5 minutes walking through your house and tell you exactly what's important to you. I could walk through your closet and tell you. I go out and see what you're driving, tell you what's important. It's not that hard. I can go follow you around for a day. I can tell you how hard you work. I know what your priorities are. I can tell by the people you hang around with, people you talk to. You see, your time and your energy and your money always follow your priorities. Your time and your energy and your money always follow your priorities without exception. If you spend your time over there, that's important to you. If you put your energy over here, then that's important to you. If looking cute is important to you, then you will spend your money at the mall. If having a financially secure future is important to you, then that's where your money will go. And it all comes down to why? Because it's important to you. Here's what you have to do. You have to make a decision to change your life. You have to know why it's important to you. You have to establish your priorities. What's important to you is where your time and your energy and your money will go. Next, you have to figure out where you are. I'm amazed that people don't have a clue where they are. I have yet to deal with one person on the topic of money. I mean one person who had a clue who they owed, how much they owed, and when it was due. Not one. Once you know where you are, I want you to determine where you want to be. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to design your life. We live by default. We live on what's left over. That's a stupid way to live. You're living backwards when you do that. Don't live by default. Live by design. Design your life. What do you want it to look like? Where do you want to live? What neighborhood? What street? What house? I'm serious. There was a time in my life I was broke, lost it all. And see, one of the reasons I get to talk about money is because I've been where everybody else has been. Didn't grow up with much, figured out how to get rich, got rich, lost it all, went bankrupt, and then went from bankrupt to multimillionaire. Now, how do you do that? Well, you work your butt off is how you do it. That's what it comes down to. You got to work. But the other way you do it is you do just what I've gone through here. You go through these steps. You determine the life you want. And when my wife and I were in that situation, and we had my little boys, and we were all running around, we used to go to the best part of town. And I was always parking right in front of this house. And I'd park in front of that house. Then we'd walk around and go down to the park over there because that's the part of town I wanted to live in. I used to pull up there, park in front of this house, get out and go, man, I want to live right here. And then we'd go for our walk and do all our stuff. 2 years later, I lived in that house. And when I said right here, I didn't really mean right here. But that was the vision I created in my life. And that's what I said every time I showed up there. I said, I want to live right here. I'm glad I parked there. It was a great house. Could have parked down the street and wouldn't have been near as happy. So I designed the life I wanted. I knew where I wanted to live, where I wanted to shop, what kind of car I wanted to drive. And by the way, it's okay to have all the best of that stuff. I believe in having the best of everything. You ought to live up to your means. Not beyond, but up to your means. I really believe that. And the way you're happiest is not by accumulating all that stuff. The way you're happiest is by making sure all your bills are paid and that you've got money in the bank, you have savings, and by the way, savings, the average 50-year-old in the United States of America today, the average 50-year-old has $2,500 saved. That's true. 50 years old and you couldn't come up with any more than $2,500. What is wrong with you? No, seriously, let's say you go to work at 25. I'll just keep the numbers easy. You go to work at 25, you're 50 now. You've been working for 25 years, the best you could do is $100 a year, $8.33 a month, a little more than a dollar a week. You can't do any better than that. Why? No good answer there, is there? Let me tell you why. It wasn't important to you. It wasn't important for you to be any different. So when you're designing your life, goodness gracious, make sure that your bills are paid, you got money saved, you've got some investments, you're ready for retirement, your kids have their college education paid for. Do all that, and then I promise you'll be happy. And that's when you go and start accumulating all the fun stuff. You see, we get it backwards again in terms of money. We start accumulating all the fun stuff when we haven't taken care of any of our bills. And when then we get all worried and concerned about how are we going to make our payments. Again, when are you willing to change? When it's just darn near too late. People right now, they're losing their homes. You know why? It's their own fault. You got in trouble. They weren't taking care of what needed to be taken care of. It wasn't their priority. You got to make it your priority. We're talking about $4 a gallon of gasoline. When a bigger problem is $4 cups of coffee. They tell me everybody's in financial trouble. I was on the news the other day talking about everybody being in financial trouble. I said, you know, I go to the mall, stores are packed, folks. I just gave a speech in Vegas. You can't get a seat at the tables. Isn't that right? 99.9% of those people sitting there gambling away their house payment, the car payment, the groceries, they got no business being there. Isn't that true? Yes. That's right. I don't see people cutting back on their lifestyle. So figure out where you are, figure out what you want to be, then know what you got to give up to get there. That's the problem. That's why people don't have much in life. They always say, I want to get more of this. I need to get me some success, what I need to get. I need to get some more money. I need to get this. I need to get that. You need to understand you don't ever go get anything. You got to give up some stuff. You see, success is the process of elimination. You want to write something down? Write that down. Success is the process of elimination. You start taking away everything that keeps you from being successful, and guess what you're left with? Success. But you got to get all that stupid stuff out of the way. There's a whole lot of stupid stuff out there. I used to say there were only three reasons people aren't successful. I've expanded that to 10 reasons people aren't successful. I don't have time because I've dealt with a whole lot more stupid people these days, so I added seven things to my list. I don't have time for all of them. I got time for a couple. Here's the first one. Reason people aren't successful, first thing you got to get out of your life, people are ignorant. Now, let me tell you what that means. They just don't know any better. Really, some people are ignorant. They don't know any better. They don't have the information. It's, you know, when I first started playing golf, I was ignorant. I didn't know how to play golf. Didn't know anything about it. Never studied it. Never watched it. Never cared anything about it. I was ignorant. That's okay. It was just golf. But when it comes to your life, it's not okay to be ignorant. Not for long. You can be ignorant for that long. I'll give you a break for that long. Then you got to look around and start paying attention. So number one, people are ignorant, they don't know any better. Number two, people are stupid. Here's the difference. After you stop being ignorant, you got the information, and you don't use that information, when you've got the information and you don't use it, you're stupid, people. I mean, come on, you've got the information. Why don't people use the information? Here's the third one. They're lazy. Really, they're just too lazy. How do you go to your family, by the way, and say, look, I know what it takes to be successful. I'm too lazy to do it. That's it, folks. Too lazy. If you find yourself in this situation, here's what you got to do. Remorse. I'm a big believer in remorse. That's not what all those motivational guys will talk to you about, though. They don't want you to feel bad. They want to happy you into success. I'm not a big believer in that. Really, I'm not. I think sometimes you ought to feel bad. I mean, feel really bad. You need to go to the mirror and have a Jimmy Swaggart moment. You need to say, oh, Lord, I have sinned. You need tears to run down your face. You need to feel horrible. You need to go to your creditors and say, I'm sorry. I've been wrong. You need to go to your family and say, I owe you an apology. I'm better than this. And in the future, it's going to be different. But I'm not going to promise you anything. I'm going to deliver. Goes back to action, see? Don't promise anything. Just start delivering, right? Mostly, you need to look yourself in the eye and say, I've been an idiot. You need to have your own private little chapter meeting of Idiots Anonymous. You need to say, Larry, I've been an idiot. Only don't you say Larry, then you really would be an idiot. So. I mean, use your own name, okay? You need to say, I've been an idiot. I've messed up. I'm better than this. I'm going to do better than this. Why? Here's the three words. These are important three words right here. Because you can. Because you can. You have to. You know that human beings are the only species on the planet, who every single day get up and choose to be less than they could be. Really, that's how it is. Nothing else in nature ever does that. Nothing. Your dog doesn't do that. Really, not a plant does that. Did you ever see a tree get that tall and go, I'm good. Trees don't do that. Everything in nature grows to be as big as it possibly can. Isn't that right? Why? Because it can. People choose to be less. People. You choose to be less than you could be. I make the same decision. I have days where I choose to be less. I have days where I choose to do less. Don't you? Absolutely. Now, I'm not going to promise you that's going to change. What I'm saying, and this is another one of those principles, we live that way because we have a lack of awareness. We're not tuned in. We're not paying attention. One of the reasons people aren't successful is they're not paying attention to their own lives. They get caught up in their stupid habits. And that's just the way I do things. Well, how's that working out for you? Not working out so good, is it? Change the way you're doing things. So become tuned in. Listen, I could be the poster child for stupidity. No, really. You know, I got a review the other day on one of my books. Said, why would you ever want to listen to this guy? All he talks about, the only thing he ever learned, is the stuff he read from other people and the fact that he's made a mistake in every single area of his life, and he just talks about what he did to fix it. I'm the guy y'all would listen to. Really. I've messed up everything. Everything. I started out broke and went bankrupt. And I turned it around and became a multimillionaire. Maybe you ought to pay attention to what I got to say. You know, I've screwed up my marriage. I've been a lousy parent. I've lost a business. I've done everything wrong. I'm still pretty good at doing something wrong every single day. But I learned. That's what you got to do. You got to learn. It's okay to make mistakes. I'll forgive you for making mistakes, especially when I see a little remorse, when you feel a little bad about it, and then when I see the action it takes to change things. I just get tuned in. I'm aware. You got to get aware in your life. That's what it really comes down to. But the problem is this. We get caught up believing people we shouldn't be paying any attention to. I mean, really, folks. There's a lot of people saying a lot of stupid stuff out there. I just go around and try to clear up all the stupidity I hear. There's people just saying stuff that's wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. They're saying, I got some new information for you. Anybody says, I got something new, there's nothing new. Really, you might come up with a new way of doing something, but there's no new way to become successful. Same thing it takes to be a success today is the same thing it took 2,000 years ago to be a success. Handfuls of good ideas. None of this hard stuff. I watched a guy the other day, and you hear it a lot in business. You hear a lot in the self-help stuff. You know the problem with self-help? Way too much help, not enough self. You know, they leave out that you got to actually do this stuff. You got to do it. Let me help you do it. Pay me, I'll help you do it. No, just go do it yourself. I read a great quote the other day. It says, the best helping hand you will ever find is at the end of your own wrist. That's a good quote. I loved it. I wrote that down. You can fix this stuff. But again, that people out there just saying dumb stuff. I watched a guy being interviewed about his bestseller, and I've been interviewed a lot about my bestsellers. It's a cool thing to do. This is what this guy said. He said, you want to be successful in business, this is all it takes. Stop worrying about making your customers happy. Y'all have a problem with that? You see, I have a problem with that. He said, this is what it takes. You just make your employees happy. Now, here's the problem with that. You can't make employees happy. By the way, it's nothing against employees. You can't make anybody else happy. Isn't that right? You cannot make another human being happy, especially if they've made that decision they don't want to be happy. Isn't that right? That's how. In fact, about the last thing in the whole world I want somebody else trying to happy me into happy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know this person. Little Susie Sweet Cheeks comes running up to you saying, is Mr. Grumpy having a bad day? Get out of my face. I got work to do. Besides that, who promised you happy? And by the way, who cares if you're happy? Let me ask you this question. Did you ever get a paycheck in your whole life that down in the memo section said, we're going to pay you this week just because you're so darn happy? You don't get paid to be happy, do you? You get paid to do your job. Isn't that right? That's what it comes down to. You get paid to do your job. My dad worked for Sears Roebuck for 47 years. That's a lot of years. That's 17,000 days. I watched him go to work most of those days. Every single day my dad went to work, he worked with, for, and around idiots. Don't you? Every single day, my dad had customers who were idiots. Don't you? You know what? Didn't matter to him. Didn't matter. Wasn't part of the deal. My dad made a deal at 17 years old. It's a very simple deal between him and Sears Roebuck. The deal was this: you show up with money, I'll show up with work. And you know, for the next 47 years, Sears showed up with money, which somehow meant to him, he had to show up with the work. Period. It was the deal he made. Didn't matter whether he was happy or not. I guarantee you, he went to work a lot of days, he wasn't happy. He went to work a lot of days. He didn't feel like going to work. He didn't care whether he was motivated, had found his purpose or his passion. He did it because he gave his word. It was a deal, very simple deal, based in integrity. Besides that, he had commitments. And me and my sister and my mama, he had to take care of us. Nothing was going to stand in the way. Nothing. You see, we forget our deal sometimes. We make the deal and then we start wanting to add stuff on it. We put our own little stipulations. I'm going to work here as long as it's my purpose. If this is my true passion, I'll give it to you. I'll really work hard then. I did a show the other day talking about passion. And they said, Larry, give us your opinion on passion. I said, passion is a total load of crap. Here's why I know that. I see people who are passionate, and they are passionately incompetent. You see people like that? People who are excellent at doing something that didn't need to be done at all. See, I'm looking for more. And see, we're not being told, in my opinion, the truth. We've got people lying to us. In fact, the biggest group of people, in my opinion, the whole planet who are lying are motivational speakers. Sorry, folks, but that's true. I know most of these guys. There was a time in my career I called myself a motivational speaker. Not anymore. Obviously, right? Y'all have figured out I'm not really a motivational speaker, right? I'm billed right now as the world's only irritational speaker. They're just saying stuff doesn't make any sense. You know it doesn't make any sense. You won't call them on it. I do. You hear them out there. They're saying, as long as you've got a good positive attitude, everything in your life will be all right. Heard them say that? Yeah. Folks, I've had a good positive attitude all my life. I've had more crap happen to me. It's not true. Having a good positive attitude doesn't keep anything from happening to you. It just helps you deal with the crap that does happen to you. You know what? It's going to happen. You better figure out how to deal with it. And I'm a fairly positive guy. I'm so positive that when I travel, I carry a hairdryer. Here's another thing the motivational speakers say. You've heard them say this. In fact, I'll bet you've said this one. I know you have. Go out there and give it 110%. Heard that? You can't do that. No, really, you can't do that. You can't give it 110%. 100% is all there is. All there is pretty much all there is. That's why they call it all there is. Can't do more than all there is. You know, it's kind of like when you're on the airplane and you hear the flight attendant say, today's flight will be extremely full. No, it won't. It can only be full. Full's all there is. If it's extremely full, probably got somebody riding on the wing or something. You've heard this one too. In fact, this is the oldest motivational line in the history of our world. Originally said by Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, 2,500 years ago. It's the original motivational line. It said, a man becomes what he thinks about all day long. That ain't true. You all know that one ain't true, don't you? Here's this one. I know you've heard this one. There are a lot of guys, a lot of motivational guys love to use this one. I followed a guy the other day, did this in his speech. In fact, the title of his speech was, You Can Do the Impossible. You heard that? You can do the impossible. No, you can't. Pretty much the very definition of the word impossible means it can't be done. If you did it, it might have been really hard, but it wasn't impossible. How about this one? This one's become real popular. You've heard this one too. The key to success, the key to happiness, the key to everything in life, you go be yourself. Oh yeah, that'll work. What if you're stupid? What if you're a jerk? What if you're just a stupid jerk? Be someone else. We don't like you. God may love you. The rest of us having a hard time putting up with you. How about this one? As long as you feel really good about yourself, you can do anything. Total waste of time. And I know that probably flies in the face of everything you've ever been told, but I promise you, it's a waste of time. It's a lie. They're all wrong. I'm the only one's right. You never did one good thing for yourself in your whole life when you felt good about yourself. We do not make positive change in our lives when we feel good about who we are. We make positive change in our lives when we get uncomfortable with who we are. Isn't that right?
That's right.
That's how it really works. When you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, well, you just might, maybe, possibly, though probably not, we'll do something about it. You got to get uncomfortable first. Isn't that right? And see, we want to shun anything that makes us uncomfortable. That's the wrong thing to do. You ought to be happy to have anything that makes you uncomfortable come along in your life. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Y'all are sitting in these chairs. You're going to sit in these chairs exactly the way you're sitting in these chairs at this very moment. Until the moment you become uncomfortable. At the moment you become uncomfortable, that's when you shift and you move and you change in order to again become comfortable. Because as long as you're comfortable, sorry, you're just going to sit there. Works that way when you sit in a chair. Works that way in your personal life. Works the very same way in your business. We never make a shift. We never make a change until we first become uncomfortable. A lot of you are just way too comfortable. Isn't that right? You're way too comfortable. You need to get more uncomfortable. And then this is my favorite. You've heard the motivational guy say this one too. I know you have. You've told your kids this. You can be whatever you want to be. Heard that?
Yep.
You can be whatever you want to be. That's not true. Sorry, it's not true. If you're short, fat, and ugly, that supermodel thing's not working out for you. Here's the truth. And this is what we ought to be telling people, and this is what we ought to be telling our kids. You don't become whatever you want to be. You become whatever you're willing to work hard enough to have happen in your life. That's what it really comes down to. You want to make me sick, and you've heard this before. It is what it is. Heard that? It's like that stupid old Doris Day song, que sera, sera, whatever will be. The future's not mine to see. Oh, bull. That is not true. It is what it is. No, it is what I choose to make it based on how willing I am to go to work. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to decide. How willing am I to go to work? You see, I try to couch this as many ways as I can, but really, folks, I'm a simpleton. I have a handful of good ideas. And my good ideas are pretty much, take responsibility. You're living the life you created. You did it, no one else. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, your decisions, they created your life. No one else. You did it. Even if something horrible befell you, of no consequence of your own actions, how you respond to it, how you react to it, that's still your own fault. Take responsibility. Make the decision for things to be different. Be willing to do whatever it takes. Be willing to alter your lifestyle. Know what you're going to give up. What am I going to give up in order to have more? You don't just necessarily go get more. You got to give something up. Get some education along the way so you won't be stupid and ignorant. Stop being lazy. And then do this. Go to work. And that's where it all falls apart. I promise you every single time. I've already said I could tell you how to do just about anything. Doesn't matter how you do anything. If you have a strong enough why that every single day makes you get up motivated, you get to pick it, not me. I don't believe in external motivation. I don't believe that at all. That's why I said I'm not a motivational speaker. I don't believe I can motivate you to go from here to there. I'll guarantee you, though, I can make you so irritated with there, you're going to do anything to get over here. But here's the problem with that. I'm not going to be there all the time. You've got to irritate yourself. You've got to say, I deserve better than this. I'm worth more than this. I can do it if I choose to do it. Nothing stands in my way. And by the way, here's just a little piece of advice. Dump most of your friends. Because the people you think are your friends right now, they're going to come up and they're going to put their arm around you and say, honey, it's a cold, cruel world out there. You know, that's why it's so tough on you. That's not a friend for you. A friend is not a person who's going to show up, hold your hands, and sing Kumbaya. A friend's a person who's going to grab you by the shoulder, look you in the eye, and say, you deserve better. You're worth more than this. I believe in you. You need to work harder. You can fix this. I'll support you, but you need to fix this. That's your friend. And then again, take action. Offer yourself no excuses. When you've given yourself your word, that's your commitment. You do it no matter what. You do it, I don't care whether it's inconvenient, I don't care whether it costs you money, whether it's embarrassing, none of that stuff matters. You do what you do because you said you would do it. I don't care if you ever told anybody else in the whole world, you said to yourself you would do it, and you do it. You do it without exception. No excuse is ever going to be good enough for you ever again. Isn't that right? Say you bet.
Right. Yeah.
You'll do it because you can do it. That's what it really comes down to. Now, some of you are saying, boy, Larry, these are good ideas. They really are. I'm with you. I'm with you on this 100%. I'm charged up. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. When should I get started? You know, it's like the guy who goes to his retirement party. Friends are talking to him. Say, what are you going to do when you retire? He said, I really only have three goals for retirement. Number one, I'm just going to travel. My wife's going to retire. We're just going to go on the road and have some fun. Number two, I'm going to play some golf. Number three, I'm going to spend some time with my grandkids. They said, that'd be great. They run into their buddy about a year later. They said, so how is retirement going? He said, we are having more fun, traveling all the time. My wife and I have been in 25 states. We've been up to Canada. We've been down to Mexico. We just got back from a big trip to Europe, traveling all the time, playing lots of golf, shaved 5 strokes off my golf game. Really, there is only one thing that I set out to do that I have not been able to do. They said, what would that be? He said, play with my grandchildren. They said, why haven't you been able to do that? He said, well, I don't really have any grandchildren. They said, why not? He said, I don't know. I got three kids. They're all perfectly healthy. They're all happily married, but for some reason they don't have any kids and I don't have any grandkids. So he called his children and their spouses together over to his house on Thanksgiving Day. Had them all standing around a big Thanksgiving table. He said, now before I say the blessing, we all sat down. I got one really quick announcement. Yesterday, I opened up a $100,000 trust fund in the name of my very first grandchild. Will you please bow your heads? He said the blessing when he said amen and looked up, just him and his wife standing there. The moral of the story, if you were ever going to do it, you'll do it right now. Listen, I appreciate my time. Thank you all so much today. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you all.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.